If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make me sweat, make me water. Well, if my two other favorite colleagues, Andy Makondwana and Feasting, were here, they would have joined me in unison, harmonizing to the song. Well, if you paid attention to the activities over this weekend, you would have noticed that South African artist, Grammy Award-winning Tyler, had a concert here in South Africa. But beyond that, it was actually streamed live on Showmax, which really gives us a better understanding of how platforms, streaming platforms such as Showmax, are really growing in terms of the capacity, capability to bring live content to us as South Africans. Real live engagement, real-time interaction, cultural shifts, and of course, an interesting competitive demand. Some of the very smart minds behind this decision that has taken place is Yatish Narsi, Chief Marketing Officer at Showmax and MultiChoice South Africa. Yatish, such a pleasure to speak to you. You must have the job that is the envy of many marketers in the country.
Thank you. I'm actually just listening to your rendition. I think we may have streamed the wrong artist, but
I love
next
it.
Next time we'll give you a shot. Next time we'll give you a shot.
Oh, trust me, I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know about envious. I mean, I think we live in, certainly in streaming and in entertainment, a very, very dynamic landscape. Mm-hmm. And that sounds quite romantic, but obviously it means it's hyper-competitive. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of a double-edged sword, but we absolutely love it 100%.
Got you. Really, really exciting opportunity. And maybe let's just also, you know, distill, you know, how you got to taking this decision, because streaming is one thing. When the content is set, the time is there, it's you know how long it will be, it's been edited and gone through post-production. But live streaming, especially when it comes to a musical concert and performance, that's a whole nother ball game. Talk us through the motivation behind this and how this really shifts the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the view we like to take of it is at the end of the day, we're still an entertainment business. And ultimately, what it's about is really continually searching for, I guess, new forms of entertainment. You know, there was a stage, I still remember the first time I saw Idols, or the first time I saw Survivor, or, you know, the first time we saw reality TV, or, you know, so I think these formats continue to evolve. And the magic of streaming for us is just the accessibility and the scale, right? And the ability for people to, I guess, dip in and out, consume it on any device, whether that's a phone or a tablet or a TV or whatever that might be. So I think the accessibility is wildly different to anything you've seen before. And that just means, I think, you can experiment with different entertainment formats. When something like this then passes across our desk, I guess the thought process for us is, you know, if you look at the audience Tyler's been able to engage, just just unlocking an incredible youth audience. And I think, you know, thinking about that future streamer, that future customer for us was front and center for how we thought about what we evolve and what we bring on, one of those being a live stream concert.
I'm keen to understand the technicalities though that go into this, and maybe, you know, this is for the benefit of us, for us as viewers, because we see the content, we're able to engage with it, but I can imagine that there's a lot more work that takes place in the background.
So, you know, the benefit of, I guess, the benefit of being at MultiChoice is naturally we have, you know, three decades arguably of broadcasting live events, whether that's sport that we do week in, week out, whether that could be, you know, I guess certain award shows or key sort of live formats that we've done for years. The difference here, of course, is that we are producing a live streamed event, which is, I guess, slightly nuanced to broadcasting a live event. At least it's not a bridge too far for us. You know, a lot of the capability we have, and it's about building the other capability. But I think, you know, two or three of the really big challenges are, One, it's, I guess, you know, how do you edit in real time this sort of music event and keep it interesting and sort of really create a performance out of it is the one. And then technically, you know, if you're streaming to 40 countries there, you know, we've got to make sure from a bandwidth perspective we've covered, we've got to make sure that our platform teams are monitoring to see there's no sort of drop in any sort of buffering. You've then got the realities of going, you know, you've got to send the signal from the ground, at this case in Sunbet, all the way through to our facilities in Randburg. From there, then send it through to servers that then distribute it around Africa. So, and all of that in real time. So, sounds quite daunting, but we've got some very, very smart people, fortunately, that are not in marketing and that are in other disciplines that can help us pull this off. And we're very grateful that they're there.
Got you. This also, I guess, you know, makes MultiChoice a very clear competitor within the market. And I'm thinking, you know, when I think of, you know, what some of your peers have been doing, the likes of Netflix, of course, with Beyonce and many other streaming platforms, even sport also becoming a streaming platform on some competing environments. How are you, yes, I guess, positioning yourselves to be ongoing leaders in the game, especially now that there's a plethora of content that we can really choose from as consumers?
I think that, you know, the advantage to MultiChoice, again, is we've got, I guess you could argue, almost all the variants in which a consumer would want to consume entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got a history in broadcast and obviously satellite, and most recently with the likes of Showmax, have really sort of, I guess, gone full throttle into the world of streaming. And if you think about it, these are really just different ways in which a consumer can access the content they love, right? And I guess the advantage of the ecosystem we have is you're still going to get customers for whom internet connectivity is not up to scratch, and so for whom, you know, satellite's the right option. But then there are a range of customers that are growing, these sort of digital native customers that for whom streaming is the only way, who don't, you know, want to, I guess, watch entertainment or content the way their parents did, and I guess, you know, what we keep thinking about is how we distribute the entertainment to the right customer over the right platform. And it's why I think we're so excited about Showmax's ability to bring new forms of entertainment to new audiences. And who better than someone like Tyler to, you know, unlock, even if you're at the venue, I mean, you know,
the energy,
to
right?
See kids at that age, it's amazing, you know, and it just gives you, I think, so much hope for the future of who our customer is. And I think, you know, Showmax gives us a real opportunity to meet them where they are.
Got you. And maybe you can, you know, whet our appetite here, Yatish. It's still at the beginning of the year. I know that there's a lot more that you and your team typically do work on, but there's just this wide plethora of options when it comes to content for anyone who logs on to Showmax and uses the app. And of course, that's also part of the powerful benefit that MultiChoice has, given the partnership and licensing with Peacock and other entities, yes, to provide content. But what's our appetite as to what we can expect? You know, what more will shift the needle? And maybe what are we as consumers saying we want to watch on a platform like Showmax?
I mean, Showmax, I mean, historically, you know, we're really so well renowned for our Showmax originals or our local content,
yes,
right? So we've got, you know, Younglin season 2, which is kind of running at the moment. We're all very excited about Adulting. I hope you are as well. Adulting
season three. Yes.
which will debut very, very soon, in a week or so. So we've got those two on the cards. And then another personal favorite of mine is Day of the Jackal, which is sort of currently running, which it's a Peacock show, and it is unbelievable. So, you know, we've got there's quite a lot, I think, in the slate for the year. And I think that the sort of advantage, exactly to your point, that we have, that we keep, I suppose, getting excited about is, you know, if you take our content partners like HBO, like DreamWorks, like sort of Paramount, Universal, each of these services in the US would be a streaming service on their own. I just take HBO, for example.
Yes.
And here you have all of that on one platform plus incredible local originals. We're very excited about what we have. And then to add to that, you do some of these disruptive entertainment, I guess, events like Tyler's concert. And I think it starts to create a magic mix when you also add to the fact, how can I forget that we've got the Premier League and the PSL day in, day out streaming on the platform. So that mix is just absolutely magic.
100%. I must tell you, Tish, we're looking forward to hearing more, seeing more, and of course, more of the efforts around sharing this messaging with many of your counterparts and us as South Africans and Africans across the continent regarding the content, the new development, and of course, exciting opportunities that exist. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Fantastic. Good evening to you too. That's Yatish Narsi, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at MultiChoice Group, joining us to give us some perspective there also of Showmax. And as you've heard, Tyler, the concert was live streaming this past Saturday. There was a heightened level of energy and excitement. Keen to know if you watched it. Were you there? Did you stream it like some of us? Or were you part of the energy and excitement at the concert? But it really does bring us into this new reality, right? No longer. Man, remember growing up where there were constant adverts on TV where you had to wait for a particular show to play? Now we really are living in a world where we have options as to how we want to consume content, data, shows, entertainment, sports, news and insight too. So it will be interesting to see how this narrative does continue to shift.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.